It just broke my heart. I kind of just sat and just reflected on everything that has happened over the past 3 years. I wouldn't say I'm still heartbroken. I'm just disappointed, and it's hard. That's all I can explain it as. It's hard to have to deal with that, knowing that I'm never going to be able to put on a Freeland jersey again and play for my school.
Thank you so much for hitting the play button on your favorite listening device of choice from wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Duff Tyler, and this is A Duff Said. Now, it's been a while since our last show, which has been more than a month ago. As you probably guessed, I've been on hiatus since the coronavirus pandemic broke out in early March, but I decided it was time to get back to doing this show, telling good stories and putting out great content. Now, when I created this podcast, I wanted it to be different from all of the others that are out there. I wanted this to be a place where you could hear stories that you weren't going to get anywhere else. That's why the majority of the interviews that you hear on A Duff Said are from high school and college coaches and athletes here in the state of Michigan, and I've introduced you to some really great individuals, people that you may never have heard of, but they have a story that is just fascinating to listen to. At the beginning of the month, the MHSAA made the decision to cancel the remainder of the winter sports schedule and the spring season shortly after what was left of the school year here in Michigan was canceled. Obviously, with the way COVID-19 has broken out in our state, making Michigan one of the biggest hotspots in the nation for infections, it just made sense to do so for the safety of our kids. But still, you just can't help but feel awful for every senior that's going to miss out on their final season as a high school or college athlete. Now, there are those that will get to go on to play at the collegiate level at some point, and we will have sports again. I have no doubt about that. But for so many kids, this past winter or spring, this was it. This was their last time to step up to the plate, suit up for lacrosse, or line up for a race. And I want those kids to know that they are not forgotten, which is why I'm starting a new series for A Duff Said that will be a salute to seniors. Now, if you know of a high school senior athlete that missed out on sports this spring and deserves to be recognized, please email me at jty2469@hotmail.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, sports journalist Duff Tyler. Our first senior that we are saluting is Freeland High School's Elijah Velasquez. Elijah is an outfielder and 3-year starter for the Falcons baseball team. Now, he's going on to play for Alma College next year, but he was hoping to do some special things for the Falcons this spring. My conversation with Elijah Velasquez starts now. Elijah, thank you so much for making the time this week.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure, and I want to talk to you about your baseball career, but obviously we're going through some really difficult times right now. How are you and your family holding up?
We're doing good. Everybody's healthy here, just kind of hanging out.
And have you found yourself taking up some new hobbies or some new activities that you otherwise wouldn't have done if you hadn't had to spend so much time at the house?
You know, me and my brother have just been outside playing baseball, basketball, anything we can do to keep ourselves busy.
For sure. And speaking of baseball, you have been in love with the sport ever since you could walk. What is it about the game of baseball that you find so appealing?
Everything. Just being able to be on the field with all your friends, and it's so relaxing to play outfield my position because everything is in front of you. You can see everything going on at all times.
Now, baseball is a sport that runs deep in your family. Both your dad and your grandfather played the sport, and then you were the next one up, so to speak. What was it like to get to learn the game from them and just spend that time with them?
Yeah, well, my grandpa, he's probably one of the best baseball players that my dad and any of his friends have ever seen. He actually tried out for the Tigers back in the 70s. And then my dad being able to learn from him firsthand and then me being able to learn from both of them really helped me out. Every game that they were at, they were giving me new advice on how to hit better, field better. It's just a blessing.
What would you say is the one lesson that they taught you that has really guided you along the way as a baseball player yourself?
Short-term memory. You can't go into the field after striking out with the strikeout still on your mind. You got to forget about it and just keep playing.
But as far as long-term memory goes, what are some of your fondest memories just coming up with them and getting to spend that time with them, whether it was, you know, doing some drills out in the backyard or maybe even going to a game and getting to spend that time with them in the stands?
Yeah, one of my best memories is in Little League when I was playing. My dad was the coach and my grandpa was in the stands. Every time I'd come up to the plate, he'd just tell me choke and poke, which would mean choke up on the bat and hit the ball as far as you can. It's always something that's stuck in my mind ever since I've played. And he still says it to this day.
What was it like to go and play those games knowing that your grandfather, a guy who actually tried out for a Major League Baseball team, was there to root you on?
It's awesome. It's indescribable. I can't even describe the feeling, knowing how much he loves seeing me play and how much my dad loves seeing me play.
You know, my grandparents were my inspiration for baseball. My grandmother hated the sport of baseball. She couldn't stand it. She found it entirely boring until one day she was in a hospital room and the only thing on was baseball. So she was like, all right, well, I guess there's nothing else on. And then she saw Sparky Anderson. She saw Johnny Bench. She saw so many of those guys. And that really changed her mind. And then both her and my grandfather became avid baseball fans, and they passed that on to me. As far as some of the major leaguers that you have watched throughout your career, who are some of those guys that really inspired you to be the best that you can be out on the field?
You know, obviously growing up a Tigers fan, Miguel Cabrera is number one. He's been around for a long time, and he's probably one of the best hitters I've ever seen. But for my position in outfield, the guy who really inspired me when I was little was Austin Jackson. I loved going to see him play and watching him play on TV.
Oh my gosh. What was going through your mind on that day in the summer of 2014 when he left the field and we all knew that he was no longer going to be a Tiger?
I was heartbroken. I couldn't believe it. I never would have thought it happened in the middle of a game. It just broke my heart.
And what was it about AJ that you found so appealing?
The way he could track the ball in the outfield. I remember the perfect game right before the blown call he had to play in the outfield that just stuck in my mind all my life when he was running all the way back to the wall and made the spectacular catch.
The guy provided us with a lot of memories, and we've been talking about the memories that you have built with your dad and your grandfather with regards to baseball. I know you said you've been hanging out with your brother and playing the sport in the backyard, but without there being a season to play this spring, how often have you turned to your dad and grandfather to keep working on your game and really just get through these days?
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard with the whole COVID-19 thing to go see my grandpa, but I still talk on the phone with him a lot, and he's always asking how I'm doing, how baseball is going, how's training going, and just being able to talk with him about all that stuff, it just helps a lot. And with my dad being home, working from home, he's able to help out in the backyard a lot with me and my brother, either swinging the bat or Jackson, who's my brother, pitching, me catching in the outfield, anything like that.
You know, Elijah, I got to say, I really envy you because as I was talking about earlier with my grandparents, they have both since passed on and I haven't had that chance to really get to talk to them about baseball. So like you said, even though you have to, you know, talk to them on the phone or find other means of communication to keep in touch with them during this pandemic, enjoy this time that you have with your grandfather, man, because it is the most special time that anybody can have in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk now about your time at Freeland High School because you landed on the varsity team as a freshman. Was that something you expected to do or did that come as a little bit as a surprise?
Well, you know, going into tryouts, I kind of expected to maybe be called up, but it was kind of just in the back of my mind. I kind of just wanted to play with my friends in my grade. But when I got the call from Coach Dooley asking me if I wanted to come up, I just froze. I didn't know what to say. Because, like, freshman 14, 15-year-old playing against 18-year-old guys on varsity, it just kind of scared me. But once I got up there, I fit right in with the team and just went from there.
What do you remember about your first at-bat as a varsity player?
Oh, I was terrified. We were playing Shepherd, and it was one of the best pitchers in the conference in a doubleheader. Later in the game, I think we were up by one run, and I was up there. I was scared to death. Swung at the first pitch, and it was way out of the zone. After that, I kind of settled down, waited for him to give me a good pitch, and he ended up walking me.
Not a bad way to start your varsity career, my man. So what was it like that first year, just learning the ropes of varsity baseball?
It was fun. A lot of fun playing with those guys that were older than me that could mentor me. And I knew they always had my back, and they always kept my spirits up, even because being a freshman, you're always wanting to impress the coaches and all the players on the team. And if you mess up, it kind of gets in your mind a little bit. And those guys were able to pick me up right after a mistake or something.
And not long after that, you became that guy for the Falcons, because when we get to your junior year, you and Tyler McLaren are named co-captains of the team as juniors. Now you're not just a guy in the lineup. You're the guy that's being called on to lead the team. What was going through your mind at that time when you found out that this was your team and you were going to be one of the guys leading the way?
Yeah, well, you know, I just wanted to make the team the best it could be. I knew we had a lot of potential, and we were very young, and not a lot of people in the league believed in us, except for us. And we came out and we turned some heads up, and it was a fun year. Going into districts and beating John Glenn the first game, couldn't pull it out against Garber the second game, but we were hoping to get back there this year.
What was the relationship with you and Tyler McLaren like? Because you both were varsity players as freshmen. You guys have accomplished a lot in 3 years with Freeland. You're going on to Alma College, and he is going on to Saginaw Valley State. What was it like to come up with him?
It was awesome. Me and Tyler have been best friends since we were little. Growing up playing Little League and then high school together, it's really fun being able to see each other compete against other teams. Other teams were definitely scared of us, I can tell you that. Batting back-to-back in the lineup, too.
And what was it like to know that you had each other's back in the lineup, that you guys knew going in that there were not going to be any easy outs for the teams that you were facing?
Well, you know, when he was pitching, I knew he knew in the outfield that I'd catch everything. And when he was pitching, I knew that anything hit out there was going to be a lazy fly ball because nobody would be able to catch up to anything he's throwing.
And as far as you guys being leaders for the team, what was it like to know that you're a role model for the younger guys and that they're looking up to you?
It was a blessing. I've always loved to be able to lead guys, whether it was in football or baseball, just be able to teach them lessons in the outfield. Because I've been there. I've been the young guy on the team, and I know what needs to be taught and what needs to be said to the young guys when they mess up. So just being able to pass that on from the guys I learned from is very cool.
After 3 years on the varsity team at Freeland, you get word that Alma College is looking at you to come play college baseball for them. Ultimately, what made Alma the right choice for you to further your playing career in baseball?
Well, you know, it's not too far away, so my grandpa, my mom and dad, my brother can come see me play at home games, but it's far enough away where I can have that college experience, being able to be on my own.
And what are some of the goals that you'd like to accomplish once you start playing for them?
Well, my number one goal is be coachable. I want to be the number one guy that they can rely on no matter what position. If they ask me to switch my position, I'll switch whatever can benefit the team.
And so now let's talk about the senior year that unfortunately wasn't at Freeland. You were looking to make All-State this season. That was one of the many goals you had in place for 2020. But when you got the news that there was not going to be a baseball season this year, what went through your mind?
It just broke my heart. I kind of just sat and just reflected on everything that has happened over the past 3 years. I wouldn't say I'm still heartbroken. I'm just disappointed, and it's hard. That's all I can explain it as. It's hard to have to deal with that, knowing that I'm never going to be able to put on a Freeland jersey again and play for my school.
Does getting to play at Alma kind of soften that blow a little bit, knowing that you are going to still continue to play?
A little bit, yeah, but it's different because I'm never going to be able to get to play with the guys that I've grown up playing with. You know, this was the last run for us. I played with these guys since we first started Little League back in second grade. So it softens the blow a little bit knowing that I'm not completely done with baseball, but it still hurts knowing that I'm never going to get to play with the guys I grew up with. Mm-hmm.
What do you find yourself missing more right now, being able to play or just being with the guys?
Both. I miss being out on the field, being in the dugout with the guys at practice and games. It's a different atmosphere. It's like we forget everything going on in the world when we're on the field and we just play baseball with each other. Mm-hmm.
And what made this time in your life at Freeland so special?
Coach Dooley probably giving me the opportunity to play baseball at Freeland, along with all my teammates that have been on my teams over the years, going all the way back to freshman year and to the first practice that we had this year before it got canceled.
Yeah, how many practices had you guys actually held before the season got put on hold?
We got 3 days of tryouts and one official practice with the squad, and then the next day was our last day.
And I know you can't really get in touch with the guys right now because everybody's kind of separated. We're all kind of spacing out right now, trying to avoid spreading this virus right now. But when this thing ends, what are some things that you would like to do with regards to your teammates? Are you planning any special get-togethers or maybe just a pickup game somewhere?
Yeah, I think we're all going to head out to the fields and play probably just a little wiffle ball game with each other one last time. Maybe look back on some of the memories over the years and everything.
How many of these guys do you think you'll still keep in touch with? Because you've mentioned that this was a special group that you were able to form a bond with. Relationships are what really make sports special. You know, how often do you find yourself wanting to, you know, talk to those guys and probably keep in touch with them throughout the years?
All the time. I'm hoping I can come back and watch them play next year and then watch them play in college over TV or anything, because I know a lot of those guys will move on to the next level, and I just hope to keep in contact with them for a long time. Hopefully some of them come to Elma play with me.
And I hope that happens for you, Elijah. Elijah Velasquez, thank you so much for making the time on this, our Salute to Seniors edition. I certainly wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you.
And now here's a look at what's next on A Duff Set.
Soccer was my only sport for Midland Chemics during my senior year. This was my time. This was my season. And a lot of my friends were really supportive, and they were like, oh, we can't wait to see the soccer team this year. You've been such a good captain so far. I was getting a lot of compliments, but I was just really, really excited for the girls and for the team.
Taryn Vielma was a 3-year starter and the heart and soul of the Midland girls soccer team. She joins me later this week to reflect back on her time with the Chemics. Again, if you know of a high school senior that missed out on sports this spring and deserves to be recognized, please email me at jty2469@hotmail.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, Sports Journalist Duff Tyler, and you can also find me on Twitter at Duff Tyler. Until next time, this is Duff Tyler reminding you that if Duff said it, it must be true, because that's what a Duff said.